something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3. Have you seen Ephesians chapter 3? All right, read it to me. Verse 4. Yeah. Wherefore, when you read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now, maybe let's read from verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. He's telling them something. He says, I got this information. I want you, when you read what I've written to you, when you read it, so you can understand. You can understand. King James uses my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. The Greek word is synesis. And synesis doesn't mean knowledge there. It refers to a special kind of comprehension. It means perception. You might translate it understanding. It is the ability to understand concepts and see relationships between them. All right? Thirdly, it suggests a quickness of apprehension, the penetrating consideration which precedes action. This is that knowledge or understanding of certain facts, the knowledge of certain things within you, the understanding. That's the reason why the King James translates it knowledge. Okay? It is the comprehension, your ability to comprehend certain facts, certain ideas. It is that understanding that you have that causes you to behave in a certain way. Sometimes this thing is not even explainable. But then when we listen to you, for example, I tell people, if you listen, if you want to understand our ministry, go and listen to the tapes. After you have listened to a number of them, you have to listen to a lot of them, you will come up with synesis. You get it? Yeah. It's that thing. That's actually the one that gives you that third one, which is the fixed mental attitude, the mindset. When you have gotten this type of information, this kind of understanding, you have a mindset. So God gives you Sophia. All right? So that you can have an understanding, which is what? Synesis. For the purpose of getting you to have phronesis, a mindset. You see, sometimes that word phronesis is translated prudence. Sometimes it's called practical wisdom. It makes you act in a certain way. It's a mindset. You have some people that just don't believe. They've trained themselves not to believe. They have that mindset to be unbelieving. They got a problem. You can have a mindset, and you can train yourself to have a mindset. And God wants you to have the right kind of training. So being a child of God, the wisdom of God is made available to you. And if you will delve into that wisdom, in these different areas of life, you begin to have what? Synesis. He says that you may understand my synesis in the mystery of Christ. You can have synesis in different subjects. He was talking about the mystery of Christ. He had a special kind of understanding about Christ and his message and his ministry. No one that Paul was ready for anything. When you study the scriptures, particularly in the New Testament, you would observe a clear distinction between different kinds of wisdom. Now, this time, what I mean by that is a little different from the subject that I'm teaching on. First, the Bible classifies wisdom for us in three major different ways. It lets us know that you have what's known as the wisdom of this world. Okay? There is the wisdom of this world. I'd like you to turn into the book of James. Let's look at that kind of wisdom. Now, before I read to you James, maybe James will be very conclusive. 1 Corinthians. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. Beginning with verse 20. Are you there? Where is the wise? Can you see that? Okay, read it to me. One, two, go. Did you see that? Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? And then it says, hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? So there is the wisdom of this world. And the Bible says, hath not God made it foolish? That's a good question. He's actually speaking in the affirmative. You see. All right. Verse 21, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. You know, a lot of people ask, why do you preach? Must you preach? Why don't you just let people believe on their own? Nobody can believe on his own except somebody tells him. Somebody's got to preach to you. So the Bible says that God designed to use what is known as the foolishness of preaching. Sometimes people think we're foolish for preaching. Look at it. Look at verse 21. I want you to observe it yourself. He says, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. You see that? The world in its worldly wisdom could not recognize God. But God created the world in his own wisdom. Now he says, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. God is pleased to use the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. Hallelujah. Oh, I could explain much more in that arena, but I want us to go on. So, another verse. I'd like you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. And this time we're looking at verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. He says, not the wisdom of this world. So the Bible is very clear about the wisdom of this world. He says, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Another word is mature, spiritually mature. He says, but not the wisdom of this world. What is the wisdom of this world? Let's read again from 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. And this time, verse 19. Are you there? I want you to read it for me. Want to go. Did you see that? For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Look at verse 18. Very instructive. He says, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. What is meant by the wisdom of this world? The wisdom of this world is the scheming in this world. It is the way the world has designed things, the system of the world. How things are run in the world. The shape of things in the world. The methods, the modus operandi in the world. That's what he's talking about. He says, the wisdom of this world is foolishness. It is foolishness in the sight of God. The system of this world is foolishness in the sight of God. Man's design of becoming successful, man's methods of becoming happy and prosperous and fulfilled, he says it's foolishness. God sees it as foolishness. Now that's very important. I want now go to the book of James, chapter number 3. Hallelujah. I said we're talking about three kinds of wisdom. But we're looking first at these different kinds of wisdom. The one that is of this world, what is it like? Book of James, chapter number 3. And I'll read to you from verse 14. Have you found it? But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom that has envy with it, this wisdom that's bitter, are you hearing this? This wisdom, he says, if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not, don't rejoice, don't be glad. And don't lie against the truth, he says. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. So the wisdom of this world is earthly. So earthly wisdom is the wisdom of this world. If it's earthly, it's of this world. So it tells us that wisdom is earthly. It's got a lot of strife in it. It's got bitter envy in it, embedded in it. Now look at the wars all over the world. Look at the strifes all over the world. Look at the problems. The more we want peace, the more trouble we get. Earthly wisdom. We sign agreements and break them. who make good decisions, seemingly good decisions, and don't follow through. Earthly wisdom. And what does it say about that earthly wisdom? It says what? It is sensual. That means it is of the senses. It is of the senses. That's another way of saying it's of the flesh. The word flesh refers to the senses. It says it is sensual and devilish. Devilish. Meaning the wisdom of this world has got Satan at the head of it. Have you ever operated in the wisdom of this world? Hallelujah. Let me give you an idea how simple it is, because sometimes, you know, we don't realize how much we are functioning in the wisdom of this world. The wisdom of this world says, when you save and save and save and hard and hard and hard, you become rich. God says, when you give, you receive. He says, bless them that curse you. The wisdom of this world will not accept that. Bless them that curse you. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Is that acceptable to us? Well, for this world, it's not acceptable. But God says, there's another life. Think about it. He said, you lay your hands on the sick, they recover. Well, the wisdom of this world says, you better be careful. You touch that sick person, you may have the sickness. A lot of times, what the wisdom of this world tells us to do, God says is wrong. It's the other way. We'll come up to the wisdom of God in a moment. Praise God. But I'm excited just to think of the fact that God has so clearly for us distinguished between what He's got for us and what the world has. Hallelujah. Okay. Haven't you thought about it? Why is it that most professors are not rich? Because wisdom is not in the classroom. No school can give you wisdom. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Hallelujah. But how come we are? Why don't we ever think differently? Hallelujah. All right. So he tells us that wisdom, the earthly wisdom, is sensual and devilish. It's of the senses and it's devilish. Okay, let's look at another kind of wisdom. So we've observed the wisdom of this world. It's called worldly wisdom. It's called earthly wisdom. All right. Okay, there's another one. The wisdom of men. Now that's different from the wisdom of this world. So what's the difference? Well, many times you have to understand that, like the Bible says, the God of this world, Satan, had blinded the minds of those who believe not. There is a system, and then there are men. It's not everything that you do which is wrong that's motivated by Satan, because you're a free moral agent. You have your own will. So the Bible talks about the wisdom of men. This has to do with their reasoning, the way they reason, the decisions they make, their choices. The wisdom of men. And I wonder how many people operate in the wisdom of men. Of course, most people do. You see, the wisdom of this world controls us as ordinary human beings. So we function within the ambit of the wisdom of this world. Then you got the wisdom of men. My own wisdom, with which I function within the context of worldly wisdom. So I operate within worldly wisdom, with my own wisdom. So I'm influenced by my environment with its worldly wisdom. So I have created my kind of wisdom, my own type of wisdom, which is the wisdom of men. And the other man has his wisdom also. And that one has his wisdom. And we are functioning in the wisdom of men. And so what does the Bible say? Come on, look at it now. So you're right now, that's number two, the wisdom of men. Okay, we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words. Have you observed that? It says wisdom of words. Now, this has to do with the wisdom of men. They express themselves in words. Men express their wisdom in words and in actions. So this is the wisdom of men. But let's go on. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to be reading to you from verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Okay, you get it now. Words of man's wisdom. You see, man's wisdom is expressed in words. Okay? So he says, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. So you can see the wisdom of men here, expressed in words. So he says, but when I preached the gospel to you, I didn't preach it in the wisdom of men, not in words of man's wisdom. Words of man's wisdom. A lot of times you listen to some theologians and they are expressing their wisdom about God. They say a lot of things in their own wisdom about God. They have reasoned out what God should be like. They have in their imagination what God should say, what God's decision should be. They've created their ideas in their own minds about the personality and character of God. It's amazing. But that's man's wisdom.
It's time for your miracle.
I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out. And you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
yep.
that swallowed something in a dream
That's
and
right.
has been trying to through. I've got these ladies here
yep.
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay, y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! 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 It's coming out. It can't stay in you. It can't stay. Out of them now! Out!
In Mark chapter 9, verse 17, a certain man brought his son to Jesus for prayer. Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Verse 26. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. These women are coughing out substances, some of them items that they had eaten in their dream experiences. And as they do so, the evil spirit departs from them. Glory to God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Gambia. Junction beside Tech World Petrol Station, off Co 2 Munjai Road, The Gambia. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, kindly call +220 309 3735 +220 418 7824 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.